Today with Ken Jones and Messenger. Please like and share and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, and Apple. Okay, what is happening?
On stage, I want to see it.
What is happening?
Right.
What are you doing?
That's the old school.
That's all 90s right there.
All 90s right there.
Tell me what you want. Yeah.
Ball. Yeah.
Let's get it, man.
Oh, man, if you'd like to sponsor AppTrack with the show, make sure that you hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com. If you'd like to come be on the show, you think we should invite a guest? Give it a guest opportunity?
A strange guest?
A guest in the city somewhere that would like to be on the booth.
Well, we just did it.
Right.
Really? And
I had a complete stranger.
No, that one, like, he was really good.
Yeah, he was good.
Put in the... Yesterday we pulled in the Spectrum dude.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I couldn't believe you told him to come on in. I'm thinking, okay, gonna put that on the thing, and then just he was like, "Am I interrupting anything?" Yeah.
I thought he was gonna say, "Well, I'm sorry, I'll just put it here."
Yeah, that's.
He just kept walking.
Can I bring it to you?
No, you can't bring it.
You can be on the show. And then he had a great point.
He did.
Let's go.
He did good. He did good.
Shout out to Jose.
Jose, the Spectrum man.
Okay, great. All right, so we have a topic that we wanted to go through real quick to see if you could.
You need music?
No.
Mm-mm.
Why? No.
Good.
Okay, here we go.
If we can name 10 songs with that mention. The weather. And the first one that came to my head was "It Never Rains in Southern California." But dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. It never rains in Southern California.
That's a good one. Oh, I got.
I never.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Oh, that's good.
Ain't no sunshine.
Yeah.
Rain.
That ain't sunshine. Ain't weather, buddy. I get you. Yeah.
Don't start with me. On live. Sunshine.
Rain.
I guess the weather's good. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Rain down. How does song?
I got a New Year's resolution.
Oh yeah, rain down on me.
Let your
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh,
is it all?
I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Yeah.
That's four.
Mm-hmm.
The storm is over now.
The storm is over now. The storm is over.
Yeah.
I feel like I can make it. It's easier than I thought it was.
The storm
that's five.
Is over now.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get stuck.
Here we go.
Weather.
Where we at?
Let it snow.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. Let it snow.
Oh, then we go Christmas. We should have a lot of it.
Yeah.
Let it snow.
That's six. We need four more.
Oh, wait. The weather outside is
frightful.
Oh, okay.
And the same song.
Let it snow. That's like a different version of the song.
Oh, they snow. They snow. Let it snow. Oh, hey.
It's just a different version of it.
But still. That like taking different jokes and just remix the joke.
Oh, here we go.
We talked about that.
Here we go.
Now, when it comes to publishing, the songwriter like, yes, sing it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
No, that's six, though. That's the same song.
Dang.
What else?
But, man, look, ain't no songs with, like,
earthquake,
a hurricane,
tornado songs.
Oh, the tornado come in, get out of town.
No, Blizzard. I got one. The Pink Tornado.
The Pink Tornado.
The Pink Tornado.
Yeah.
Go ahead
and say it. There's a pink, pink tornado, yeah.
What's that song?
In your neighborhood.
A pink tornado?
A pink tornado.
Yeah, it was really saying your tongue is talking like it's causing confusion.
Wow.
Causing confusion. Confusion in your home. It's Pink Tornado.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's seven.
Okay.
God, I don't know about a love. I don't know about a love song.
He got heckled lyrics in there about the earth. And who? The Michael Jackson.
Oh, the Earth song.
I can't find a
little,
like. Oh no. Well, that's not weather.
What, black or white?
Nah, I give you the sun, the moon, the stars of the mountain. Yeah, that's not weather.
Not weather.
Come on, we got three
that's
more.
That's close.
What's
the
Prince had a weather song.
Purple rain. That's weather.
Okay.
I ain't never seen purple rain.
That's
kind of
stretch.
Purple rain. Purple rain.
All right.
That's eight.
That's eight. All right. Dang. Two more. We almost there.
I ain't think we're gonna get this far.
There's people that's screaming songs right now.
I know, right?
Like, we can't hear you.
Thank you.
It's an old song that y'all might not know. Georgia, rainy night in Georgia. Rainy night in Georgia.
Yeah, I'll take it. I ain't never heard of it.
It's an old song.
Yeah. Everybody just sing about the rain and the sun.
Yeah.
But ain't never been like a
hurricane.
Tornado or a blizzard or a hurricane.
A blizzard.
Can you put a hurricane
in a song? Is that a rap song?
Jasmine Sullivan, Hurricane.
Come on, give me the Hurricane song.
We need one more. Come on. One more.
I can't think under the pressure, but it's literally called Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Is she talking about a hurricane?
Yes, I think.
Oh, cool. Then that wins.
Yeah.
There we go. There's your 10.
ain't a rap song with any weather?
Weather.
Rappers don't talk about the weather.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I guess not.
One rapper that talks
weather.
Yeah, I know it's Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, boom, there's 10.
All right,
ten,
hey, we made
we
it.
Did it.
All right.
And still.
Wow. Whew, we struggled with that.
You did. We really
y'all got to make some songs about, you know, earthquakes and
earthquakes and
tsunamis.
Tsunamis.
Girl, you a tsunami.
Girl, you shake me like an earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Y'all we got the sun and the rain. That's
yeah,
it.
You give me cracks like an earthquake.
What?
Give me cracks.
All right. So what's the topic?
No.
What's
you shake. Oh you man. Shake what's like the earthquake? Mm-mm. Cracks.
Mm-mm. What's the topic?
Wait. Yeah. You fire me up. like an earthquake.
Yeah.
Please let me Ross.
Yeah.
What's the top? What are we talking about? Stop that's laughing. Like, and
that's good.
Swoosh. Yeah, like a tsunami.
Like a tsunami. You
wash me away.
You move me. Yeah, you wash me away.
Wash
you move
me away. Me. Your love washed me away.
Yeah.
That's not romantic.
I was here, but now I'm there. Because of you. Tsunami love.
And I destroyed homes.
Tsunami love.
And flooded your life.
Tsunami love. You flooded my life.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You
changed
my life.
You changed my life. You changed my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tsunami love.
Yes. Tsunami like love.
Yeah,
no, I saw I've been not hear a song called Tsunami Love.
I saw you coming
love.
From a shore,
and you destroyed
that
everything in
so
sight.
I just stood there,
yeah,
and took it, and now I love it.
Can you please go to the topic?
Tsunami
I'm
love.
I'm begging you, message.
Tsunami love.
Can you please? Yeah.
I just stood.
I was standing on my feet.
Yeah,
and you knocked me off.
Knocked me off my feet.
Tsunami
and
love.
And I ended up. 30 miles in another town because of you. Tsunami love. Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you please?
Yeah. You not only took my house, you took my boat, you took my dog.
My dog. That's not like a country song. Yeah.
Tsunami love.
Tsunami love. Yeah.
Tsunami love drops this spring.
Now they're going to be looking for Tsunami Love instead of they stole my computer.
Oh, right.
Okay.
All right, man. We got to.
About to say Tsunami Love.
That's what I said. Exactly.
They stole my computer out February 9th.
Tsunami Love.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Tsunami Love.
Now you're going to be staying at
Tsunami Love. I'm going to go home to my wife, baby. Tsunami Love.
Tsunami Love. Girl.
You got to say it like that. Tsunami Love.
Tsunami Love. Girl. when you came around, people just start running
and dying.
and I don't know why.
He's crying. That's what he does.
It was your love, girl. It was your love.
I heard you from a mile away.
And you broke all my bones. Can you please? Can you please? Yeah.
Tsunami love.
Tsunami love. Yeah. All right, man. We got a video.
That took too long.
Neo is kind of going in on about where music is today and his feelings. And we'll see, you know, how we feel about this.
Music and the music industry used to be like this small elite club where you had to be good at what you did in order to be in this club. Like you couldn't get in here if you didn't know how to sing on key. Couldn't get in here if you didn't know how to really play an instrument. Couldn't get in here if you really didn't know how to mix records together.
Yeah.
Now, we push a button and anybody can do it. So the club is not elite anymore. Anybody can come in now. And that cheapens the value of it. You know what I mean? It's like I spent years in blood, sweat, and tears learning how to sing on key and dance at the same time.
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays, it doesn't even matter. They put auto-tune on your microphone at your show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's auto-tune on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Auto-tune on the microphone.
Yeah. But he's basically talking about the ease at which you can get in and blow up in the music industry is different from the time where you had to audition, you had to have a demo package, and you had to showcase your talent to have those spots. And no, you no longer have to have the talent. You just...
Well, talent is subjective. Everything is subjective. Like, what you call talent, you know, the thing that we don't call talent, the kids love today. The sound is different. So I can't really say that.
It's just not talent.
Because there was another generation before us that was saying that we didn't have real talent.
And we had it easy.
You know what I'm saying? So
I think they were saying we don't have talent, or they just don't like it.
They didn't understand it.
They were saying rap it doesn't take talent to rap. You know how many times we keep saying that? There's no melody in it. There's no this in it. You're just getting up there and you're just talking.
Bippity boppity.
Yeah. Look, rappers don't dance. They don't. All the stuff that he's talked about.
Yeah.
To be a rapper, you don't have to dance. You don't need auto-tune.
Heavy D did.
You don't.
Now that we found love, what are we going to do?
And that was 30 years ago.
Tell me what male rapper besides, or in the last.
Nobody.
Yeah, they don't do it no more, but I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying.
But even then, it was talent, though. That was talent.
So you're saying that
But even then, the rappers, you had to be able to rap.
They can rap now?
Yeah.
No. You had to be good at rapping.
Yeah.
To get on back then.
I mean, they good at rapping now. No, they're not.
No.
As far as a hit song?
No.
One, we are.
Sexy Red got a number one song, and she's not good at rapping.
You're saying that she's not good, but the thing about.
I don't care what everybody likes. I'm telling you, she's not good at it.
But that is.
Somebody liking something and being good at it is two different things.
You got to be good if I
like
it.
No, you don't.
That's not true.
If I like it, it's good.
No. You can like trash.
I cannot like.
You can like.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand. A lot of people are not making what people like. They making what they like or what they think they like. People like. And that's the wrong idea.
That's not necessarily talent,
when you're making a product, when you're making any type of product, one, this is a business. So in a business, you're trying to get the most people to like or buy or, you know, your stuff. And so you got to understand what they like. So when we are still trying to dance, do all that.
Yeah, you see Hammer.
Yeah. And they're not doing that anymore. I take that to Million them, they laugh at it. And now all of the type of rap that Million them like is different. The cadence is different. The beats are different. All of it is different. You know what I'm saying? And Million is talented, but what he likes, I like his music, but I don't like what he likes. You see what I'm saying?
But I'm saying
I can't get on what he likes.
But it's less talent. It's less talent to get in. Like it's stuff that when
and I think that's his
less
issue.
Development. You don't have to develop
that's
to get
his
there.
Issue that's is that it's just the year of the independent. So you have
you don't have to develop. There's no artist developer.
I mean, and I think that's his issue that they're independently making this thing happen and they're becoming millionaires.
Yeah, I agree.
You where's artist development today?
And it's about the song.
But there's no artist development. Listen to what he's
the
saying.
Reason why people
he's not
like
saying
the
that. It's not saying that you can like a song.
Keep making it.
He said it's basically the artist developing. He said, I had to spend countless hours learning how to dance and breathe at the same time.
Right.
So whether it's dancing, whether it's just a talent to sing on key, why do you have auto-tune on your live mic? It's because you don't have the talent to get in key.
But,
you
don't have but rappers don't need that.
Okay, but still. You had to be able to rap. It's people that can't really rap.
That's making millions.
Yes. You would not get off.
So tell me this.
Don't tell me about what you like. I'm talking about talent.
It's if not I like it, it's
not,
talent.
No, it's not talent.
It's
you ain't got to like
me.
No.
It's talent to me.
It's not talent.
That's goofy. That's a goofy. That's the goofiest statement.
Nah, because I can recognize that somebody's because talented what, like that. They
all
can
of
sing,
it,
but
all of
I may not
subject,
like them.
Bro. All of it is subjective. It's some people that make that can sing incredible. They're incredible singles, and I don't like their music.
That's
yes.
what I just said.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true. But if I like their music, then they are talented to me.
To me, that's not talent.
I believe God gives
what
it out.
Are you saying? I mean, you had people that said Michael Jackson couldn't sing and he wasn't talented. There are people that said that Prince couldn't sing and he wasn't. Yes. Yes,
Prince
there are
one
people.
One of the most talented people ever. Like there ain't no Prince
opinion.
Of this.
That's what I'm saying.
There are
opinion.
People who disagree
people,
with you.
There's no Prince.
That say that Janet Jackson couldn't sing, and you know, but she's still talented.
Mm-hmm. You got to look at.
What you say is talent is based off of your culture and where you come from, which is just your opinion. Like if I say somebody's good, like if a Sexy Red, like, you know, I don't know any of her music except
she's not talented,
but I do know that if she got the number one, they call her that.
Bruh,
her song
that don't
the number
mean
one
you
song.
Talented.
Bruh,
that don't
so
mean
what's
you
the
talented.
Definition? You gotta have talent.
What's the definition
to
of talent?
Have a number
doing
one song.
Doing something. Whatever the skill no, it as the at the highest level.
You crazy.
The skill at the highest level.
No,
if you can't sing,
listen.
If you can't sing in key, but you have the number one song, that don't mean you talented like that. It doesn't. It just means somebody wrote you a great song that's catchy and it caught on, but you can't still don't mean you can sing in key. That's not talent to me.
To me.
And that's just because I like the song don't mean you're talented.
To me, it's about a vibe.
You and like, I want to be a baller. Chuck he can't rap. He's horrible.
On the M-Follow.
He's horrible.
You brought it up, not
you
me.
Think he horrible.
He's horrible.
But to a whole
you can
world
like
of people,
it.
A whole,
but it,
to
yeah,
a
but
whole world of people,
it don't
just
matter
because
you
don't
like it.
I like it, and I think he talented.
Like Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka says, I'm not a great rapper.
So?
But his music... Go
I never say that.
Yeah, but I'm telling
I
you what he
I'm
said.
I'm not the best singer, but I ain't
okay,
gonna say
but,
I'm the
but he, I'm telling you what he said.
I think I'm
he
talented
know,
to
Waka
the point
Flocka
that I'm
know that
and I don't
I
care
can't
what people
rap
say
against J. Cole.
Yeah, nah.
He knows I can't rap against Kendrick Lamar. He knows
but
that.
But he's still
because
talented.
Because
he may not be the best, but he's still talented. That's what you're saying?
Yes, but what I'm saying, what you like is not necessarily talent. What you like is beat, swag, melody, catchiness.
You think,
you might like a vibe
is,
more than the talent.
Who you think is talent? Who you think is talented?
Kendrick
is talented. Who else?
J. Cole.
J. Cole is talented. Now, who you like that's not talented but make good music? I'm trying to find your words.
I like doggone Waka Flocka. That Ole Do. Hey, Ole Do. That's just hard.
But he can't
just,
rap.
Yeah, it just... It's a vibe. Nah, it's not really a talent. It's just a vibe.
To me, if you had to have a talent to rap it, to come
but
up with
what
it.
But I'm saying, that stuff writer, like that. Stuff
you got but, in music, you got a writing talent.
Yeah, but still,
you got
stuff
a,
like
you
that.
You got a phrasing talent. You got
that's
a
what he's
performance
saying.
Talent.
Yeah, but
those, you got so many
but
ways to express
don't
your talent.
Gifts, they
you
have that team to push that. They may have the image. They may have the look. And they probably
but you
yeah,
couldn't,
but
thing, you couldn't do that back then.
To have a number one record.
You can't do that back then.
You can't fake that.
You can't do that back then.
Sexy Red had one of the number one records this year.
She got the number one record of 2023.
Was voted
number one record by who was it? The Billboard,
like Rolling Stone or something like that.
But I think she'll plant anyway.
Everybody, huh?
I think she'll plant anyway. But go ahead.
A plant?
A plant.
Oh, you think people?
Yeah. Bruh, how can we go from MC Light and Queen Latifah to this?
Bruh, that's an extreme, bruh. Cause you're talking about 40 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's
okay,
that's
let's
where
narrow
it
down.
Was.
Let's say Lauryn Hill to that.
Bruh, that's still 20 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's talent.
Let's go. I don't know.
They don't plant.
That's talent.
That's
Eve.
That's Eve
to her.
That's still 20 years. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you've come from Nicki Minaj to her. There's so many rappers in between her. That thing slowly, gradually got to her. But I'm saying though,
you're talking about where it began and where it is now.
That's all everything.
Oh yeah, that's all music.
That's everything.
That's rap.
Well, you tell me that somebody
Sugar
came
Hill
out
to now is
yeah, that's
a
everything.
Lot
but
in
it was
between.
Still it, like rap now.
Ain't
it,
nobody rapping about self destruction. We're headed for self. Ain't nobody rapping about that.
Okay, cool. But what Neo is addressing is that there was a period where you had to prove your talent before anything could drop.
Yeah.
You had to, if you couldn't get it, they'd be like, go back, do it over again. No, that ain't it. And your stuff would sit on the shelf. You can just drop it now. And everybody could just fall in love with a vibe.
Here's what everybody has to understand.
And he said it was an elite club, and everybody in that club was talented at the highest level.
Here's what everybody got to understand. This is the music business.
Okay, name somebody.
Let me talk.
Come and say what I'm saying.
This is the music business.
That ain't what he talking about. Go ahead.
We are in the business.
That ain't what he's talking about.
Selling.
Go ahead.
Let me talk, because I might not even be addressing him.
Okay, cool.
Let me talk.
I'm just making sure that you know that you're not addressing what he's talking about. Go ahead.
Dang.
Okay, go
ahead.
We are in the business of selling music.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the music business, which all of this dancing helps music sales. That's in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
Enhancements help music sales. If you can sing better, you probably have a great chance to have a greater sales chance, but not necessarily, because better singers can make better songs. And at the end of the day, it's about selling songs. It's not about having the great voice. It's about selling songs. If you cannot sell a song, I don't care what the song, what the voice is. If the song is not selling, they're going to drop you. And so some of the most talented people have been dropped. Some of the most dancingest people have been dropped. Some of the most beautiful people have been dropped, because it is the music business, not the look business, not the singing business, not the rap business. Some of the greatest rappers, doggone, some of the battle rappers are the greatest rappers in the world. They don't make great music. All right. That's why? True. Because you're in the music business, not the rap business. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. So what you got to understand is what he's talking about, when you're talking about not singing the best, that is like a circuit of performing, but not making music. Music is different. When you're making music, it's way different than performing the music, because I do both. I understand it. I understand that, man, if I get a hit record, I never have to really perform. If I don't have a hit record, got to get out there and perform.
That's
why?
How you going to do it?
There's a difference. There's two different lanes. So what Neo is saying, when you talk about it's easier, technology is different. Technology, the way you make beats are different. Kids are making beats a lot quicker. My son is 14. He is 9 times better than I was when I was 14. Mm-hmm. So the technology is different. More people are in because people have more knowledge. Back then, they was robbing people.
They was keeping
people out of the game, and they was having people sign these contracts, and they was stealing from people. Mm-hmm. Now you can come in as an independent. So as the man has more power, you create. So that, and your family can think you hot, and other people might not. Your uncle might think you talented, and other people might not. So talent is subjective. So that's why I say a man can think you talented based off of you just being better than him. You know what I'm saying? So they'll support your music. So I think this is cool, but also it got a little bit of, I had it hard.
That's
y'all
what
need
it
to
is.
Have it hard too.
That's what it is,
you
right
done?
There.
Y'all had it hard. That's why I do Free Life, and that's why I do Kjo.
The church is like that too.
Because I understand how hard it is. It was for people, and I try to let as many people in as I can.
That's exactly
because of mindsets like this. Okay. It takes people. Some people are born talented. Some people develop talent. I feel like Beyonce had some talent. But I feel like she worked her butt off to be who she is right now. And I feel like work and skill is different from just born talent. I think Michael Jackson was just born with
that. Yeah.
But I feel like he worked hard. He worked hard. They made him work every day before they ate. So it's different. So in this, my opinion, I just feel like he just saying, y'all need to work as hard as I work to get in here. That's what I feel. I feel like it ain't got nothing to do
you
with
sound
talent.
Sound like an old deacon.
Done?
I mean, yeah, in a sense. I think there are some positive and negative effects to when you let everybody in. Like, when you don't work hard for what you have, I do think that there's a lack of appreciation for the craft. You just kind of let it go.
So who's getting... Who's
I'm not
getting,
saying that you should have to work as hard. Like, you do need to open doors, but at the same time, you need to care enough for the craft and for music, for your own artistry enough to care.
But tell me this, Tippy, not...
Like
some people want to be a one-hit wonder. Right, they just want to have that one-hit song, and that's it.
And
they
he
don't
just
want
said,
longevity.
But he just said,
"My problem is not though. My problem is not you know everybody not being the best. Like I don't have an issue with that. I think when we open a door wide for everybody to not be
but
the
he
best,
just, okay.
There's,
so
like it's too.
So
many.
What am I to think
it's
if
too,
I saw? Let's
over.
Let's say if I saw, but my music's selling."
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't equal to talent. It's not a. It's not a. You still not.
My issue is not that people are not the best.
You're saying it's not. It's not a. You're saying
it's not a. No, I'm saying what I'm saying. Let me tell you what I'm saying.
All right, go ahead.
I just heard what you're saying.
Writing talent.
I heard.
Talent.
Okay.
Yes. There's so many talents in there. How can you say I'm not talented?
I agree with that.
Bro,
singing ain't the only talent on music.
Yeah, but listen,
it's so many talents.
Name somebody that couldn't rap in the early 90s. You can't.
Bro, I can't name no early 90s rappers.
Okay, but name somebody. Person. Okay, name somebody
wait,
in the 90s.
It's a lot of guys that couldn't rap to the cadence that everybody rapping now. No, the only reason why you say they can rap because you came up on that.
No.
Because if you had them same people rapping right now, they'll get booed. They can't rap right now.
No.
Why?
No,
but
no,
you
no,
like them because
no.
you came up on them.
No.
That's why. It's subjective.
No, it is.
You like
they
all of the rappers in the
neighborhood.
All of the rappers in the
where there was
they
you
can't
had
rap.
To work
in
your
today's
ways
rap,
into.
They can't rap.
Hey, no, what are you talking about, bro?
In today's rap, they can't rap.
No, you're talking about the evolution. I ain't talking about the evolution of rap. I'm talking about in the era that was. You had to be talented to get your foot in the door.
You
had to be able to rap
in order to go to a record business. You had to have a record. They were looking at the song. They weren't looking at the fact that people
you had to go through a showcase. You
they
had to get a
were,
demo.
No, that's
bro,
not
people
how
got
it works.
Signed through showcases.
Bro,
yes, they did. Yeah,
some yeah. of them.
Okay.
Not all of them.
And New Edition did.
Everything had to do with a record.
New Edition got signed through. They didn't have a record.
New
they
Edition
went a showcase.
Was put together.
Okay, but they went to a showcase.
They were put together.
They went through. They didn't do an album.
They didn't.
They got signed and got $500 in mopeds for their record
but
deal.
They were put together.
They did not go through. They did not put a record together.
Are they all on the same talent level?
Who?
New Edition.
No.
Well, then why all of them successful?
Because
again.
They developed. What
again,
they were.
They
exactly.
What?
They developed. They, in the doggone, if it is in love,
so you,
the,
you,
they developed
what
they were.
But
you couldn't do that.
Have to Kyle, be bro,
you
have to but
you
have to respect
to
the craft.
No, you're not listening to me.
Let's break this down.
No, you're not listening to me.
When you sing, listen, when you sing and rap, or when you sing and dance, all right, there are some things that happen to your voice, especially over time. And so they do have backing vocals. That goes with them. They are not singing live. I know you think so, but they're not. No. All right? And they hadn't been for years.
Who?
Now, the lead vocal, all groups, this is how the business goes. I'm teaching you something.
Oh,
something.
No. Not yeah. back then.
Back then.
No.
Yeah they did. They were all singing.
I know you believe it. Oh, the boy.
Bro.
Woo.
No.
Woo. Woo. And they're
about,
like, bro, they got backing vocals, bro. I know. I've been back.
I mean,
there.
They did sing, but they had it underneath.
Because some of those shows was like, man, we can't take the chance for you to mess up. This show has to be perfect.
And if
we can't
tour,
put all of this money
and they
in
sing
this
at night,
for your
after
voice
night,
to crack,
after night?
We can't allow you to do this.
Yeah.
So it has to be perfect. And so, and therefore, you got to pre-record your vocals. This is what we did for the Olympics. I'm trying to tell you on another level. This is what I did.
Okay, there was some performance where stuff might not have been
this
live.
Is how it goes.
I get that. There was some performance, but then they would sing Stevie Wonder. When you went to
Stevie Wonder,
pay for a ticket.
Stevie Wonder.
Okay, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
All right.
During the Olympics. I'm in the studio. We had to pre-record the vocals.
Okay, I get
and
that.
And we pre-recorded his vocals.
Okay.
We had to. Not that he can't sing. You know. Or
you're talking about, okay, in one instance. Okay,
no,
they did that.
That is how it goes.
They don't do that all the time.
Bruh.
You tell me he don't ever sing live?
He sings live.
Okay, then.
But doing certain things.
Okay, that's what I just said. Okay, so, a certain thing. Okay,
so
cool.
So what I'm saying to him, he's talking about they don't sing live or they don't. I'm like, bro, they've been doing that.
But they've been singing live, too. Like, yep. they sing most of their stuff live. You're talking about in certain instances, on certain TV shows, on certain platforms.
Well, why not on certain shows they can't use auto-tune? Why not on certain shows they
because
can't
they're not talented enough to hold the key.
On that one show?
You're saying that
Stevie Wonder wasn't talented to hold a key during the Olympics?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that.
What you saying?
Why
did they pre-record him?
Because that stage was too big for, like you said, for something to go wrong. Let's just go ahead and put everything in. So ain't no issue with the mic.
So
ain't
why not any stage could be too big for something to go wrong?
Because every stage ain't the same.
So on this stage, y'all don't use auto-tune. Don't use the backing vocal on this one.
So why is he talking like?
Don't you back on Fat Albert. We want to be excellent.
Why you gotta change the Fat Albert?
We over here want to explain your story. We want to do something different, a little different over here. You know what I'm saying? We want to go Fat Albert.
Like, why you want to change your voice? Why you get so dog or animated when you try to change something?
What I'm saying?
Like, no, bruh. What Neo is addressing in this clip is that you had to be talented to get in this elite group. You no longer have to be talented to get in this elite group.
Not true.
That's what he's saying.
Not true.
It's not
even a full statement.
It's not even elite
because
no more.
The talent, for one,
it's not elite.
Talent gets you probably.
It's
close,
not elite.
But talent doesn't make a hit record.
Yeah, they even say now talent, it's 90% business, 10% talent. So they telling you it's not even talent anymore.
It's never been.
It's been like that for a while.
Lie.
Yeah.
Bro, what are you?
Yeah,
that's a lie.
You don't know. That's a lie. You don't know.
You can't tell me.
You just don't know.
Somebody who was talentless in the 80s.
You don't know.
Huh? Chaka Khan?
What?
Name somebody. Tina Marie? Name somebody talentless in the 80s. You can't hear that?
All of them.
You can't hear them?
They had talent, but there are some that you don't know about that had more talent than them, but they didn't have a big record.
The ones that had talent, they were talented on a hit record. Name somebody.
That then what?
In the 80s that wasn't talented.
Bro, I don't care. Remember the 80s?
Bro, I'll give you names.
You give me one.
The Whispers.
What about
yeah, come on.
What? Whispers in the 80s?
Yeah, Rick James. The Whispers was in the 80s. What are you talking about?
I don't know the Whispers.
Yeah, the Rick James.
I can tell you about the Violent
Femmes. The SOS Band.
I can tell you about the SOS Band.
The Dance Band was talented. Yeah, Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band.
The Georgia Mask Choir was talented.
Okay, cool. But in the 80s, you had to be talented. You had to have talent. You don't have to have talent now.
Quartet music.
It's 90% business, 10%.
They're telling you, you don't need talent. You need business.
Bro. You don't think he's hating a little bit?
I think he's saying an absolute true statement. It was an elite club.
Bro, you sound like a hater's
friend. What he said was absolutely true.
No.
It was an elite club.
No.
It's not an elite club anymore. It's anybody in. It's flooded. It's oversaturated.
Hey, bro.
And it's business.
Make that money, dog.
Yeah, it's 90%
get in
business.
There, make your beats.
90%
make
business.
Your music,
90%, 10%
let them hate.
Talent.
Make your music.
Make your music. Make sure your business straight because it's 90% business, 10% talent. Don't worry about your keys.
Don't worry about nothing else.
Don't worry about rapping on beat. None of that. Just make sure your business is right.
This is how they robbed us back then. They had us. Get your dollars, bro.
It ain't Money Mayweather.
It ain't Pretty Boy Floyd.
It's Money Mayweather. It's about money. It's not about talent.
It's always been about money.
No, bro.
You goofy.
If what you are you talking that, about?
It's always been about money.
Yeah, but you had to have talent to get money.
You didn't know that.
You had to have talent to get money.
Kaiser, what's really happening? People
you had to be talented to get money. You don't think Quincy Jones was one of the most talented producers ever by making no sound of talking no sense? Like
he didn't understand the business.
Yes. Okay, but still, though, he's one of the richest men producers ever.
Right.
Boy, and he made those sounds. It wasn't no pushing no button. He was more talented. He had to create those sounds.
Bro, that don't mean that you're more talented because you had to create those sounds. Who you think? Somebody created them for him. Somebody created the machines. Somebody created the stuff that we have. It's evolving. How you tell me that I'm not talented?
That stuff was not.
You can't say it hasn't gotten easier, though. How you can't say that.
It's absolutely easier.
If it's easier,
it's absolutely easier.
If it's easier, then everybody will have hit records. And everybody does not.
No, everybody does not. But you're making it seem like
hit records come way easier than then.
You crazy.
Are you crazy? Bro, you know you can stumble onto a hit record.
But then let's do that right now, because I know what that looked like.
Okay, well, let's stumble on. Let's go. Let's stumble on
it. If we can stumble on one, then just stumble.
You
can't stumble on it.
Yes, you can. You don't even have to get on the radio to get a hit record.
But
you can get a hit record off off TikTok.
I would look. Ooh, let's get some money then, brother. Yeah. Come on.
Why are we arguing?
Like, let's get in the studio. Make some records. What are we doing? If it's that easy, what we doing?
And
what
I think that's the problem. He feel like it's just easier.
If it's that easy.
And they don't have to work as hard as he did.
Most times when people get a little older, they keep trying to use their old way, and their old way ain't working no more.
So
when a person has to go a new way, that is the part where it seemed like, oh, now it's this because it used to be this for us. It's almost like, man, I had to do all this to get in, and y'all getting in another way. It's still challenging. If it's not challenging, then there would be more of us would be up there. If we could just make a...
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Hey, well, then, I would see that.
Yeah, it's way more. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Now. Like, you keep saying it's what he's saying.
I'm about to drop 100 songs this year. Yeah. I need all of them to be a hit.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
If it's that easy. It is easy.
It's easy.
Yambo. Gadabash. It's easy. Yes, I agree.
Bruh.
Yes, Neo.
Like he said, you had to prove yourself. Come on, Freddie. Now you're talking like Freddie. Now you got the Freddie voice. Come on, Freddie.
You almost made it without a Freddie voice.
You sound like anyway, hey man, what y'all think, man?
Please, Fred,
please comment. I definitely want some comments on this. Like and share, comment, do all that stuff. Shout out to Neo. Shout out to everybody new that ain't a talent but got out there on their business. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all y'all talentless people. Shout out to this talentless generation. Hey man, we love y'all, man. Get y'all money, put y'all music out. Hey man, y'all
right on bones.
Let's
go. Oh, y'all doing bars now. Y'all doing bars? But we used to have to write in bowls.
They don't know what that is. That's an inside joke, y'all.
Man, bye, y'all.
A bar is bowls is 60.